who's sitting behind me. Right. We're like back to back looking at different computers, and I would bite a piece of sucker and I would turn around and I would just
Oh, you did it even worse. You didn't even just put a sucker on there. You just fucking took little chips.
Yeah. Bruh. And he caught me when there was like...
There's already so many there. So you couldn't be like, oh, I was just...
He turned around and slapped the shit out of me, though. I'll say He hit me so hard. Oh, and I went after him. Like, I was cool, now I have to kill you. Like, I went in. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori
and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. Welcome back to another episode of Epic Nuggets Podcast.
Oh, I don't have my microphone on.
No one was going to hear that, Jaden.
What?
No one's going to hear that.
That I didn't have a microphone.
That you didn't have it on.
Can't hear all this shit talk if I don't got my microphone on. Ooh, no.
Well, anyways.
Yeah.
I'm Tori, and this is Jaden, and we're just going to go ahead and get right into
it. That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Because that's how we do.
Yeah, while you're strapping
that's
in.
That's how we do.
Whenever you were a young child, the weird people that you had at your school, like, what made them weird? Or, like what people can you think of? So here are some examples from, of course, our beloved Reddit. Let's see. Okay, so, oh, wow, they really just list out, like, a bunch here. Okay. Had one girl in my year who had a weird obsession with our physics teacher. She asked if she could show a cool video to the class. He said yes. The video was of her spinning on a pole in her underwear. When he sent her out, she was yelling the whole way, "Why are you saying that pole dancing is sexual? Because that's sexist." She wore butt-skimming shorts with fishnet tights and corsets on non-uniform days as well. Always got sent straight home. They ended up expelling her whenever she was, like, 17. That's funny. So that's, like, older.
That's, like, just classic you want to be a hoe, though, I would guess.
Everybody had one of those in their class.
Yeah, I literally had a name immediately pop into my head.
Yeah, me too. But then I immediately felt bad because I was like, oh, shit. She, like, got her arm cut off in, like, a fucking car wreck, so.
Bro.
Yeah, so then, you know.
No, the girl that I was thinking about had her leg cut off in a golf cart accident.
Shut the fucking front door.
That's why I was like.
Okay. Karma, you're scary.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrifying. we're gonna need you to keep your hands and limbs inside the cart all fucking times. What?
No, she literally, there was like some golf cart accident. And it like, her leg was just
in a golf cart? How the fuck does that even fucking happen? That's insane. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let's go down this list because I'm like, well, that's fucking... let's see. The vine where the kid goes, "I have the power of God and anime on my side," and screams like a band. "She went to my middle school. He was maybe 4 grades underneath me, but his weirdness turned him into one of the most popular kids in his grade."
Then you got that one
like kid. The wizard child. Yeah.
You got that one kid that's like way too attached to like anime. There's always like the one Dragon Ball Z kid, you know?
Dude, it's true. It's true. There's all like, yeah, it's, I mean, it's cool now, I think, mostly, but like there was always like somebody that was like they ended up getting into like, what's that, like hentai or like as they got older, they're like,
bruh. Do you ever think back and wonder where some of these people ended up? Like,
yeah.
We had this kid who was scared of flies.
Huh.
And when I say scared of flies, I mean, like, he'd have to be sent to the principal because he will lose his shit screaming bloody murder. Would freak the freaking heck out.
Dude, what an odd fear.
It was hilarious. He was also the anime kid. So when you would try to talk to him, he would just be saying all, and I wasn't allowed to watch like Dragon Ball Z and stuff mm-hmm. like that when I was a kid. So he'd just be saying all this. Thank God, honestly, some of y'all. I might have been one show away from being just like you. You know, you never know. But like he just would. Like this one time at lunch, we were all like, I was one of those kids. I would pick. It wasn't hateful, but I'd pick on you a little bit.
You were a bully.
I was not.
You were a bully, for sure.
I was a bully. I was bullied, but I wasn't a bully. But I would pick on you. I just have 5 siblings.
All right. Okay.
So I would just pick.
Yeah, okay.
There were definitely some kids I was like mean and shit to, but it was one kid I was like, the gloves were off. He made me so freaking mad. But anyways, this one kid, I remember one time we were at lunch and we were all like picking on him and stuff. And he like slapped the lunch table. He stood up and he said, "Good day, sir." I said, "Good day." And then he said, "Imaginary white leather gloves. Smack." And then he turned around.
Kids are so strong. Like, and then, like, when you're a kid.
And I lost it, bro. We quoted him on that forever.
Oh, my God.
So, imagine wearing white leather gloves.
Smack.
Smack. And he just did the motion as if he, like, slapped one of us across the
face. What if he did have some good gloves? That would have been hilarious.
I absolutely believe he would have smacked.
Bro, we need some white gloves.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day. And then he said, smack.
Oh my God, whose butler are you?
Bro, it was hilarious. I'll never forget that.
Dear God.
I'll never forget that. That's the only funny thing he ever said, though. Everything else made everybody want to just drop kick him. It was funny when he would freak out about flies, though. That was funny.
Bro, there used to be this corner in our lunchroom, had pickles on the ceiling.
Why? How did they get
anytime we had sandwiches and they had pickles, people would always like throw them.
Why?
See if they could stick.
You're disrespecting your pickles.
See if they
like
could
that?
Stick. And they also, dude, do you remember this? Did this happen at your school where you'd like leave like ketchup packets and they were like little bombs and you're just waiting for people to step on them and they fucking squirt, fuck up your shoes?
Yeah, we would do that.
Shit was funny, especially if that, you know, they were behind the shoes. They get fucked up.
We also, now something we did do that we got in like so much trouble for one time was one of us brought one of those little red dot lasers to school.
Oh, shit.
And at lunch, the school that I went to was like, it was so unnecessarily like prestigious, like the way they would act. And it was, like, not that great of a school.
They
were just super, super stuck up. And the teachers, like, wanted to get on to you for, like, the dumbest shit ever, bro. So, like, one time we were at lunch and we had one of those little red dot lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, like, shining it. You know, in the lunchroom, like, all the tables are there. And then you have, like, the wall. There's always, like, one wall with, like, the big school logo on it. Like, that's how our lunchroom was, you know? And we would take that laser and then we were, like, doing the laser, like, all over the freaking logo. And so, like, people, at first it was just us being funny, you know? We were, like, make it go in its nose or, like, whatever stupid shit we thought was funny at the time. And then one of the teachers noticed it. And for some
hide the contraband.
Yeah. So we were
passing it.
We were. Dude, we were passing it around the table, bro.
You have like a network. You're like, take the note. Take it. And they're like, I don't know you. You're like, shut up, bitch. Take the note.
Take it.
Yeah.
And we would kept passing the laser around. And the teacher would come over there and she literally got so mad just because she couldn't figure out who it was. And we had ended up passing it to the table over. Like one of us got up to go throw something away and pass it to a different table. So then in the late light was coming
then they
from like a different
it.
Way.
Oh my God.
And the teacher got so mad that she made all of us stand up and like empty
your
our pockets. But it was at another table. Dude.
She was so mad.
She was so mad.
Well, dude, can you imagine now being
for
an adult?
No
like,
reason.
You gotta deal with this shit. You're like, bro, it's like dealing with little
Who
convicts,
cares,
bro.
Though?
They're like little criminals.
Who cares? Who cares if we're shining the light on the logo? It's not like we were drawing.
Eat your fucking lunch.
Yeah.
It's pizza day.
No. Chicken tendy day with mashed potatoes and macaroni was the
That
best.
Was the day?
Oh, yeah.
I think
get a biscuit.
Pizza and crispy toast were my favorite.
Yeah. I never really care for pizza day. I eat them chicken tenders.
Well, considering there was so much shit, you're like, yeah.
One time I got food poisoning from the chicken tenders out of school, though. I, like, bit the chicken tender.
Oh.
And it was pink.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, and I spit it out, and I chugged my milk, and then I, like, spit the milk all over the table because the milk was ruined.
It was like, it had gone bad?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
The teacher was like, oh, my God. And what's really dumb is, like, a lot of the other kids didn't even fucking notice it because they're retarded.
Oh.
So
they just ate that shit.
They were just drinking the milk, and then the teachers had to go, like, look through all the milk.
Oh, my God, bro.
And the whole cooler. It was like out-of-date milk. And
oh, my God.
So they got me a new one. They got me a new lunch
tray. They should have been checking. Why were they feeding us milk, too, in elementary school? Yeah.
Every day?
Every fucking day children need milk. Like, that was back when they were like, milk is so healthy. Like,
milk has calcium. It does not even have that much fucking calcium in it.
That's fucking wild. Like, dude, that's wild to think about. Like, that you had, like, whole thing, like, where it's like, you just get your one milk. Bro, and they would give you chocolate milk. You had an option of chocolate milk every fucking day.
You know, I never really ever get the chocolate milk, though. I would every once in a while, but I like that white cow's milk.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do it all the time because I was like, if my mom knew, you know. I would be swapping shit for, like, bro, there was this one chick who always brought red Jell-O in the cup, and I would just see if I could, like, fit the whole thing in my mouth.
You popped it out.
Like the whole fucking thing. Yeah, because like, I guess she found it entertaining. She was just like, what the fuck? We were like in like third grade. Like, we were so little. Like, and so, yeah, she would just give it to me. I don't even think I had anything good to trade her, you know, because that's what happens at the table. You know, everybody's like, what you got? What you got? And they're like, what you got? And you're like, nothing good.
Yeah.
Unless you like this, you know. But, like, I always had a healthy snack, so it was like, fuck, you know. But she had a Jell-O, so I would, like.
Damn.
And she didn't care because she got them all the time. She just had them at her house.
I'm about to say, there was this little rich girl, like, her parents had, like, hella money.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always give me the, like, the chips.
Mm.
Out of her lunchbox because she was like, my mom keeps buying these chips and I don't even like them. I don't like this kind of Doritos. I'm like, you got money for Doritos? Shit, give me a fucking Doritos.
Pass that shit.
What the hell?
Bruh, I know.
You got money? Pringles.
People that brought fucking Gushers. Fruit roll-ups,
bro,
every day.
And Gushers, bro. Your parents had cash.
First off, looking back, why the fuck are y'all sending y'all's kids to school with fucking candy like that, bro? Like, it's like contraband.
Still, you're expecting them to still for
like,
6 hours?
Oh, little Johnny got a red mark on it. Yeah, the fuck he did. He was all fucking geeked up off sugar, dude. He had a whole fucking 3 foot long fucking fruit roll up.
The
fucking
sugar, the like, red dye 40 causing the ADHD.
Yeah, he did the tattoos on his tongue and fucking everything.
Did you color your fingernails with highlighter? There's that kid too.
I don't know if I did that. I might have done like a Sharpie like once. But, like, my mom wouldn't have put up with that shit. You know what I mean? Because it just looks trashy. I did have, like, a little emo phase, for sure.
My mom and dad wouldn't let me draw myself a marker. They would whip me because they said that it meant that I wanted to get tattoos. And I was like, no, Mom, it doesn't mean I want tattoos. It's just art. Meanwhile, me on the inside, I was like,
plotting. I'm going to get so many fucking tattoos.
Let me get out of this house.
I know.
Let me get out of this house.
I had a friend that used to like to draw. She would draw on me, but she was, like, really good.
I'm about to say, dude.
And she would just draw and draw.
I think you would be surprised that, like,
she was talented.
Tattoos.
I'm surprised she didn't end up being a tattoo artist. I don't know what she ended up doing.
That's what my sister always
I know she got a snake later in life, and that was cool. That was...
No, I'm going to disagree with you right there.
I mean, like, I don't love snakes or anything, but, like, it was a small one. It was harmless.
Anything that can kill me in my house for fun.
It couldn't kill you.
Tripping.
It was, like, a harmless little grass snake.
Bruh, it doesn't love you.
I don't know. It was pretty nice.
It doesn't love you, though. It learned that it doesn't have to be scared of you. It doesn't love you, okay?
Yeah. And you're warm. I mean, you think about it. If you were a snake, you'd be like, hell yeah, I got this warm sack of blood all around all the time. It's fucking picking me up. I feel good since I can't produce my own body heat.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. You know, when I look back at school, I always had, like, the most toxic, like, friendships and relationships when I was in school. All except for, like, two people. But there was this little girl that I was friends with. And me and her were friends, like, kindergarten through, like, fourth or fifth grade, I think. And our names were similar, so it was, like, they always...
Oh, you always got, like, sat together or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we ended up just being in, like, the same class, like several years in a row. But me and her would literally come to school, be friends, argue at playground time, hate each other, sit beside each other on the bus, sit beside each other and not talk to each other on the bus on the way home, and then be friends by the time we got on the school bus the next day in the morning.
Isn't it weird how that works when you're kids? Like, how quickly you just... I had a friend like
that,
too.
I'll never forget one day we were doing this. There was, like, this one little bitty tree in the corner of the playground. No other trees, but there was, like, this skinny little tree, and it had, like, this little part where the bark was, like, scraped off. And she was allowed to wear lip gloss. So she had one of, like, the little rolly ball lip glosses where the ball, like,
was,
like, glitter and stuff. And we would take the glitter, and I wasn't allowed to wear it, but I was like, we could use it for a magic potion and, like, bless this tree and, like, do all this, like, weird fairy shit. And I remember, I have no idea what we ended up arguing over. I literally can't remember. But one, we, like, carved our initials, like, into that tree because we were, like, friends. It was, like, BFFs forever. And then I'll never forget. It was so sad because we were, like, playing. And then we went to argue over something, and she looked and she was like, I just don't think we can be friends anymore. And I was like... I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. We'll be friends tomorrow. Yeah. I said that.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, we're always friends tomorrow, but not anymore because we always fight.
Oh, my God.
I went home and cried my eyes out, and we weren't friends after
She, like, broke up with you as a friend.
Yeah.
Literally. Wow.
It was toxic, though.
But, okay, but I'm...
It was.
But imagine, dude, imagine if adults worked like that now. Things would be so much easier.
Bro,
you just look at the people causing bullshit in your life and go,
God.
I just don't think that this is working out anymore. And they're just like, yeah, but, like, I'll see you later. And you're like, I don't think that you will.
It was so, I was crushed.
And they would just be like,
I was
Can you imagine if you did that as an adult? I wish things were more like that. Like, I know that most people can't make it in a world like that, but I would feel better. You know how annoying it is to try to think of excuses to, like, you know what I mean? Like, to not hurt other people's feelings because, like you need this thing.
It was weird, too, because we didn't even end up in the same class, like, the following year after that either.
Oh,
we weren't in the same class.
You never reconnected.
And I was like, no. And we ended up being in totally opposite friend groups and everything.
Damn.
I was so sad.
That was pretty sad.
I was so sad. That was really toxic. And then I had this other toxic. This was not a friendship. It was like a, what do you call it? It was like a frenemy shit.
Oh, no.
So there was this dude, and me and him were like, this was like sixth grade, I think, like fifth or sixth grade. And me and him, like, it's like I was always like the most like athletic girl when we were in the group. And he was always like the most like athletic guy in the group. So like, when we would go, we were in computer class again, or this was our first year that we had periods. So it was like, you know, math for a period and then English, and they're all different teachers. It was like the first year that it was like all, each subject had a different teacher instead of you having like one teacher for the whole thing, you know? And so when we would go to PE though, we always played this game called Put Out, and everybody would get split into two teams. There was a line, and we would use a basketball, and you have to throw the basketball. It has to bounce once on their side of the line, and if you catch it, it hits the ground and you catch it, the game's still going, right? If it touches you and you don't catch it, you're out. If you can catch the ball before it hits the ground, like, if you throw it, like, too far, like, over the line, and they can, like, catch it before it
then
touches
you're
the ground, then you're out on the other side.
I'm like, this feels like dodgeball-ish, but, like,
yeah, but a little bit more advanced.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you could do things where you, like, make, you couldn't roll it, but you can make it, like, you could, like, barely bounce it, or, like, blah, 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 and it made it really hard to, like, catch it.
Right.
And I was left-handed, and I would always throw sidearm so I could spin it, and it would, like, hit here and bounce that way.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I was hard. So, it always ended up being me and him at the end.
Uh-huh.
Like, every time.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, he was so mean to me. Like, he was so, like... He was so cocky.
Boys don't know what to do with strong women, you know?
Yeah, that shit pissed me off. I was like, fuck you, guy. You know what I mean?
I remember distinctly having problems with boys, like...
But it's like...
Because they were, like, emasculated.
Yeah.
Like... Because I was very athletic as a younger person.
When we
too,
would get paired up in other classes though, like math or English for like projects and shit though, we would get along fine. It was like, that's why it was toxic. Because me and him were actually super cool and very similar. But then for some reason, my little friends were around. He just was like so fucking mean to me. So his parents had money. I was like broke and I was like kind of the weird kid. So like, but anyways, when we were in computer class, he really pissed me the fuck off one day, like saying some rude stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had a sucker, and he had this like nice North Face jacket, like nice. It was like right.
I've heard a piece of this story.
It was like right when North Face was like really popular, and it was those like shaggy jacket. So it had like the small fur. Yeah.
He fucked that shit up.
Oh, who's sitting behind me? We were like back to back looking at different computers, and I would bite a piece of sucker and I would turn around and I would just
stick You didn't even just put a sucker on there. You just fucking took little chips.
Yeah. Bruh. And he caught me when there was like.
There's already so many there. You couldn't be like, oh, I was just.
He turned around and slapped the shit out of me, though. I'll say bro. He hit me so hard. Oh, and I went after him. Like, I was cool, now I have to kill you. Like, I went in. Computer teacher's, like, holding us both. And I was like, he was like, she's fucking on my jacket. And I was like, who being rude? And he hit me. Like.
Oh, my God.
It was toxic.
This is what you have to look forward to, again.
Oh, no.
As Elodie gets bigger.
She...
It's hard out here being saucy.
She's not going to be the one to play
with. It's not an easy upbringing when you got the sauce in you. You know what I'm saying? Spit the hot fire.
Was so toxic. But
damn.
I don't know why he wouldn't just be friends with me.
Bruh. Get me mad flashbacks. With the suckers. I don't know why the first time you said this, it didn't trigger, but the second time it fucking did. Sean and I used to have this pit bull.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like when we first got married in our first apartment, we had a completely different roommate and we fucking went, we were gone and like she would like get out of her kennel. Like pit bulls have like this magic quality that they can like get out of their kennel sometimes just because like they're so fucking strong too. I don't know. I think she would just like bump the door and like jiggle it until it would get like.
That's actually like, really cool.
Yeah. Like she was just really smart. I don't know. But we had another one that did that. He actually busted out of his, like broke the bars. And we were just like.
What?
What the fuck? What? But anyway, so she. As one does, okay, we would put stuff on top of her kennel because her kennel was right next to the door. Well, we stopped doing that after a couple of things got shredded. But anyway, so she got out. And I had been getting ready for like an event. Like me, I don't know what me and Sean were doing. It was like an MMA thing. But we had some kind of event where I had like these little baggies and I was going to like put suckers in them and like cards and like people that were like sponsoring the event or like something like that. Like it was like some kind of goodie bag situation. But anyway. So I have bought a family size bag of Dum Dums.
Oh no.
Like no. You know, like the big one. Yeah. Well, she fucking found them. And I got home and our carpet was like it was like white like this. It was just like this carpet. It was like longer. And she didn't just eat them. I came home and it was as if a meteor shower of fucking suckers had just been like like spread all over the goddamn carpet. Yeah, like
finding that stuff
every
is the worst.
Like 6 inches, there was another sucker, and it was like the whole living room and dining room area, and they were just everywhere because that's where she was, so that's where she stayed. And they only literally like so many areas in the house that didn't have carpet, but she only stayed in the carpeted area.
Of course
yeah, and I literally had to, because dude, what the fuck do you do? And I was like.
Dude, deep breath and you start.
We
small.
Rent this place. So I went initially and I just ripped up all the big sucker pieces. But trying to actually get the sucker out of the carpet, like I had a shampooer, I did the hottest fucking water. I mean, I'm getting down there trying to like pluck pieces out of the carpet. It was a fucking nightmare. It was horrible. I went through so much shit with that dog. I swear, bro. Sometimes having dogs, it's like... But it was my fault, I guess, because I left it down on the floor because I didn't think she would, like, get out. You know what I mean? Should have put it on the kitchen counter. This shit was dumb.
That's the worst, too, when you come in the house and you're like, I'm home, and then there's just this mess.
Yeah, you take a deep breath, and then you take another deep breath and go, what the fuck? You're just like... Okay, I can handle this. I can handle this.
That's like when you got all that water in the floor at the hotel room.
Yo.
You told that story on here.
I know, bro. My hands were so sore for like 2 days after that from like wringing out that fucking towel.
I guess that's different though, because it's like one thing if you did it and you're mad at yourself. It's totally different when it's an animal because you're like, I could actually just throw you into the wilderness where you belong.
I know. It was a whole thing, but
I could actually just dump you on the side of the road right now.
I wasn't the worst thing I ever had with that dog. But, you know.
We had a chihuahua do that one time. But with a blanket. Like, she had pulled a blanket through the top of the kennel that we had set up there and ripped it to pieces. Yeah. My chihuahua. I was like, girl.
That's so much work, too, when you're a little thing like that.
I think it has to be linked to when they're, like, have issues, though. Because she had toys in the kennel. And my other little chihuahua, he never did anything like that.
I mean, bro,
imagine. And we got her, and then all of a sudden, she was peeing on every damn thing. She was ripping the blankets up. She was so bad.
Can you blame them, though, at the same time, though? Imagine you went to work every day.
Well, no, I was
and you just got locked in a cage.
No. I was homeschooled. They were always out of the kennel.
And they did it anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When we would go to church and stuff. Yeah, they'd only be in there for like a few hours on Sunday when we went to church. Or like if we had to go get groceries. And we actually
like that shit.
Yeah, when we just had the one chihuahua, we would bring him to the store with us sometimes. Just put him in my purse. Carry him around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My hoodie. I just stick him in my hoodie.
Yeah.
He used to sit. I would, like, stick him in the hoodie and just... I gotta find a picture of that. Just his little head would pop out, and I would just, like, keep my arm here, and he'd just sit on my arm, and his little head would just stay right here, and he would chill like that in my hoodie, dude. He loved it.
I used to have some bearded dragons I did that with. But, yeah. Like, when they were babies, because you could just stick them down... Oh, I bumped the mic. You could just stick them down, like, in your shirt. I know that's kind of fucked up, but, like, it's warm. It's warm. A little hole. And they were, like, this big. They were so cute. And had two of them, so you could just, like, stick them in there.
They never bit you?
Mm-mm. No, they're chilling.
My little brother had a bearded dragon. His name was Parthenex.
Okay.
That's kind of cool, huh? My older brother named him originally.
Parthenex.
Yeah. Part thine.
He who parts the next. Yeah. That's an interesting name.
That'd be a cool fighter name.
Sean's bearded dragon's name was Bojangles.
That's funny. I like the biscuit place.
We didn't know about the biscuit place.
Oh, really?
We didn't have one of those.
You know, I've still never eaten there. Ryan says it's the best biscuit you'll ever get, but I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't believe that. But
maybe it used to
be. It's a good biscuit. It's good. Do you like chicken?
Kitchen chicken. Mm-hmm. Kitchen A&M has good biscuit too. Oh. I got made fun of in school because I wasn't allowed to shave my legs.
Oh.
My mom wouldn't let me.
Till how old?
I was like 14. But all these other girls were shaving at like 10, 11.
Yeah, I think I started at like 11 or 12.
Yeah. My leg hair was long and it was black.
But bro, I cut the shit out of myself. I understand why they didn't let.
My mom just was
because like you would cut yourself.
Everything my mom did was not wanting me to look grown up like when I was little. So, I mean, I understand.
It's kind of going to just happen, but like, yeah, right. I mean, I get it, but at the same time.
But if I'm getting like made fun of at school, like, come on now.
I know you're behind. Like, don't let them get behind.
And I never acted like I cared either. Like, I just was always like, fuck you guys. Y'all are weird, not me. Y'all are fucking weird. But on the inside,
They're like, I'm going to take a tweezer and tweeze out one of these hairs at a time.
Bro, so I cannot get made fun of. I know. I swear to God.
Jesus. I mean, if you didn't want him to like shave, you could give him like some beard trimmers.
That's why everyone thought I was like a lesbian.
At 14?
Well, because my mom also wouldn't let me wear any shorts that were above my knees.
Oh, so you were wearing like some.
So I was wearing boys' basketball shorts from Walmart. The little star brand ones. Mm-hmm. And like just t-shirts.
Damn.
And I had leg hair.
She was doing you dirty. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she also would, like, try to make me, like, my mom also, like, because I, by choice, probably would have worn athletic clothes all the time. My mom also would, like, make me dress up. But I didn't like the clothes that were, like, dress-up clothes a lot of the time. So she'd be like, you have to dress up. And we're like, I hated jeans. Hated jeans, though.
Dude, I still hate jeans, I think.
I love jeans now. But they're the stretchy material now. Back then, it was just straight
jeans. Some of them were stretchy. Some of them were not so stretchy.
Straight jean, no cotton. Bruh. It'd be the kind where, like, she'd break them out. But, like, from storage, because the season was changing. Mm. And the first time I put them on, I would have to, like, do a squat in them for an hour.
Try to get them, like, loosened
yeah.
up. Yo, okay, so you went to church when you were a little kid.
I went to church all the way until I was.
I know. Me too.
Too long.
Did you have to wear those weird dress socks where you pull them all the way up and they had like a frilly thing on them and then you had to like, and then they had the frills?
Yeah. I actually really like those now. If you style them right, they're actually, like, I like them on Elodie. I think that they make them like baby doll. They're so cute.
I'm getting knee for that one. What the fuck was that, dude? I don't know what to do with that.
I rebuke
that.
You.
All right, Jesus. Or Judas. Judas. I don't remember which one it was. Just fucking ratting on me and shit.
Ratting on me. They were scratchy, though.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like them. Then you had those, like, hard, shiny shoes you had to wear them with. They were shitty. Yeah, I remember that, like, even as a little kid, I was just like, I fucking hate these.
Did you ever, like, get made to wear something by your mom and she was like, you look cute, and you're like, I'm literally so uncomfortable, and she just didn't care? Did you ever have that happen?
I don't remember.
I remember it. I feel like
as a little kid I blurred out a lot of shit,
dude. My mom was all about the aesthetic, dude.
I believe that.
Good god. There was this red sweater, and I actually looked back at pictures, and I was like, that's actually really cute. I was like, really cute little kid clothes. Like, it was so cute, but I remember when my mom made me wear it, I would think in my house, like, I hate you, Mom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay. I'm freaking hate
I will
this
say,
sweater.
I was like, okay, I was really
was
picky
so itchy.
About seams.
Yeah.
Inside of clothes, tags.
Did not like
and
it.
Like, yeah, certain materials. And I'm still like that.
Me too.
Like, I will pick up something that's so cute and I'll like feel it against my skin and I'll be like, fuck.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I'm
yeah,
not wearing that
weird.
Shit. Like,
that sweater was so itchy. It was like red and it had like a little glitter in it. It was like a Christmas sweater.
I already know. I feel like the material you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly which one. It's like fuzzy but scratchy and soft all at the same time. And it's shit.
Yeah, I mean, I like you.
Like, why? Like, what is this made out of? Tinsel?
No, literally, like Christmas tinsel.
Yeah. Aluminum
foil.
It was awful.
Shredded aluminum foil and, like, unprocessed cotton. It's got the thorns in there
still. It's
still
in there. It's fresh from the Mississippi cotton patch.
Literally. Like.
God.
My mama picked cotton. They had a cotton field when she was little.
Yeah.
And she had a bunch of siblings, and they would all, like, pick cotton and stuff like that, obviously, and that's how their family, like, made their money.
Mm-hmm.
And she said one time she got the shit beat out of her because they would go and, like, pick the cotton, and then they would go, like, have to, like, hoe the weeds out, like, in between the rows and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And my mama said that they would race rows to see who could, like, hoe the fastest. And mm-hmm. my mama said she got to the end of the field one day and said, I'm the fastest hoer in the world. told it, and she said that she laughs so she cries every time she tells the story. She said her daddy came out of the house and he just pulled that bell. He's like, don't you ever.
Oh my God. That's funny. That's funny as shit.
She said she still didn't get it until she was so much older. Like, she was so confused.
Because you wouldn't, bro.
He was like, don't you ever say that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. I can't think of anything specific I ever said, like, as a kid that was, like, I don't know.
That was bad? That, yeah. You didn't know it was bad?
I feel like I kind of kept to myself as a kid. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've reverted back to that more as an adult, too. Yeah. Like, I literally did. Bro, I would roll around in fucking laundry baskets. I had a playhouse. I'd fucking make mud pies. I would be, like, leader of the dogs. Yes. I would be out in the fucking woods, like, moving spider webs from one place to another.
Love the mud pie. Do you ever, my favorite was the donkey grass. You know what donkey grass is? It's like the little sweet onion grass, and if you, like, dig it up, it has the little onion bulbs, but you can't eat them. It's called donkey grass.
No, I don't know about that.
My dad always called it that, but it's called something else. No, but we would cook about that, and it smelled so good. They were all over.
So they could flavor it?
Well, it just smelled good. I don't know if you could actually eat it or not.
Did you ever eat honeysuckles as a kid?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Honeysuckles? Oh. They grew all behind the playground at the church we went to.
Yeah.
Sunday.
I know.
Afternoon after Kill church. Em. Oh, those honeysuckles got red.
Dude, they were so good. But it's like, literally, it would be like a third of a drop.
Yeah,
and you're just like,
it's so small. Like, did you ever like suck the flower too afterwards? Like, you lick the like the
yeah, and then like the inside of the flower.
Yeah,
yeah, and you're like, ow, yeah, like, there's some still in there. Yeah.
Oh, those were so good.
They were good.
We had blackberry bushes.
That's too. Literally what I was about to say. I was like, bro, we had blackberry bushes all too, like fucking house. Everywhere.
You ever get eat up by chiggers?
Yes.
You take the bleach bath and everything to get rid of them?
No.
My mom.
I don't know what we did. I don't know if we had a remedy.
My mom would just do like bleach and like baking soda and Epsom salt? Something.
That's wild.
It was like one cap full of bleach in like the whole bath or some shit like that though, but we didn't know 1 year and we just like went in the woods with ice cream buckets. Like all of us. Like we had so many. Like
For the blackberries. Yeah.
We'd each come back with an ice cream bucket of blackberries.
Oh my God.
And we would freeze them and we'd use them all year. And my mom would make blackberry cobbler.
Bro.
Ooh.
We did that too. Blackberry cobbler was like it.
We went without bug spray one time though, the first time that we went out there like that. Yeah. Head to toe. And chicken bites.
Yeah, I bet you guys were fucking ate up.
Yeah, aka the bleach bath, because I thought we would die.
Oh my God.
Oh, the itch.
That's awful.
The itch.
Yeah, I don't know. I was always outside doing some shit by myself as a kid. Like, even, like, when I think back, like, I got chicken pox one time. And I had to stay home.
Apparently I did, too, but I don't remember that.
I still have one little scar somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, like, on my hip or something.
I don't remember having
chicken. It was, like, the worst one. I think I just itched it to death because it was, like, right there, you know?
Your pants were probably pushing on it, I'm sure.
But I got to stay home from school. All the other fucking kids still had to go to school. And we had a go-kart.
Oh.
So I would fucking go outside every day.
Out there covered in chicken pox.
Well, so I didn't think about it. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, I'm going to make the most out of this. Like, I never get to stay home like this. And, like, there's no telling when this will leave. So I guess.
It's probably nice being away from your siblings, too.
I would take baths in my mom's room. My mom had, like, this room. She had, like a big garden tub with jets. And then it had kind of, like, this, like, corner area that just was kind of like bare, and then it was like windows so you could see like outside the whole backyard, and we had like a pond and like a swing set and like a playhouse. So you could like see everything, and I'd take a bath and then I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm gonna go get on the go-kart. And then our property was kind of like a circle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so too. I literally would just like, meow,
yeah,
hop over the septic tank.
Yes. Dude, we had the same thing.
Cut the fucking...
We had a four-wheeler, though, but it was the same thing. Because, so, like, where our house was, which we had, like, all the woods behind it, but, like, the main area was, like, our house. And then because we lived on the church camp property, it was, like, the big church building. But we had this huge, long driveway. And then if you cut behind our house, it was completely open. And so you could basically go around the whole backside, then come through the gravel parking lot of the church.
Yeah, we had a gravel parking lot,
yeah,
too.
And then get back onto the main gravel road. Thing. Did you ever fucking, like skid, though? Like, where you, yes. When you would come around the gravel and it would slide?
Dude, we would try
felt
to.
So fast.
We would try
Me
to.
Me, too.
You try to, like, skid around
and
the
back end. Like, you, like, turn in the back end to, like, woo!
And then gain speed again just to, like, turn. And then it's, like, a straight shot to the freaking, like, septic
back
hump.
Back to the house.
Yeah. And you're trying to jump the septic hump and then cut the thing and see if you could swerve it after catching a little air.
The septic, where our little septic thing was on the back side of the house, though. So it wasn't on the gravel.
Yeah, the gravel for ours was in the front. And then, like, almost, like...
The
like directly
the
to
the
like on the other half of the circle would be like the septic pump.
And
we had a pond behind that too, so it was real pretty. And it was like,
our
you would just like hop it.
Our setup was actually very similar, but
that's
our
funny.
Our pond was further away though. Like it was, you couldn't see it from the house. You'd have to walk all the way through the woods.
Yeah, you could see ours. It was like it was somewhat close-ish.
Yeah, ours was a pretty far.
Like I would say, it wasn't a whole acre back. It was probably like 3/4 of an acre.
I got you.
Maybe half an acre. I don't know. Do you ever
Did
feel
you ever
like
throw anybody off that fucking golf cart?
Uh-uh.
Oh man.
No, it was go-kart.
A go-kart?
Uh-uh.
You ever throw anybody off?
No. Mm. No, it had a lot of bars, so like you could hang on.
That's right.
Yeah. Like
I flipped my little brother backwards off the four-wheeler one time on accident. Because we would pile so many of us up on that thing. Like if we had
over, we did that too.
There'd be like four of us on that thing. You'd have like me driving, my little brother sitting in the middle. Then you could fit two people on the back part of the four wheeler, like where the bars are
on the
back. And they could sit on this side and this side and then hold on to the bars. But one time it was me and then it was my friend, I think it was my friend Luke. He like sat in behind and then James went to like get on the four wheeler and I just went, whoom. And he just. Just sat and but he wasn't holding on and I just went room and he just rolled back.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ, dude.
And he hit the ground. Bro. It was just funny because his feet just went over his head. It's like the four went out
like
from under him, you know. Yes.
Oh my god.
I just went, and he just fell right off. Oh, it was so funny. We used to have to take, my dad ended up, one of us, it was probably after James. James probably snitched. He was such a little snitch, dude. He would get hurt, and then he'd cry about a snitch, and we all get in trouble. And then I would get mad because, like, my older siblings did the same shit to me, but I let it make me tough, and then I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So I'm carrying on, like, the shit meter, but he was the baby, you know? So it was like, he couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And I always was so mad because I was like, why can't you just be cool like me? We could be friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He went about it.
Uh-oh.
Never has been. But he probably snitched about that. But they quit making us have so many of us on there. And so we had to take turns. And so we would all go hide in the woods. Whoever was driving around, we'd throw pine cones at them when they would drive by.
Oh, my God. I wonder who came up with that.
It was me, for sure. So we'd wait and hide in the bushes and stuff, and then when they would drive by, we'd try to hit them with pine cones.
Jesus Christ. You know, God. Like bombs as a kid.
Dude.
Bro. Like freaking grenades and pine cones.
That's how it is when you're a kid. Like, I feel like that kids don't have that anymore. That's why I want landing kids so bad, dude, because I'm like, they're like, my parents did a lot of stuff wrong, but us getting to be outside in the woods and just have
just screwing
get
around.
To play.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We would just
well,
get
that's
to
what
play,
it was all about,
dude.
Bro. I'm like, dude, if none of us had to work, I feel like that's like probably the kind of stuff you would be doing, just like outside. Like, bruh, like back when, so we used to have these neighbors that lived across from us, and I think one of them like passed away or got in like bad condition because they lived across from us for years, and then all of a sudden it was like, boom, they're gone, their house is sold, new guy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, dude, the neighbor guy, like, he would always be out there and he'd be like,
staring at trees.
And he'd have his glasses on, and he had, like, you know, like, his teeth are so old. They're all, you know, they're definitely, like, insertables at some, you know, I mean, like, and he's just, like, dangerous. He's really showing them off, you know, he's just like. I mean, he'd have me, like, later, he would go inside, and then I would come out, and I'd be like, what the fuck was on this tree?
He was probably just legitimately enjoying looking at the tree.
Yeah. Because then I'd be like, there's nothing fucking happening out here. You know what I mean? But I can imagine, like, when you're that old and you have nothing going, it's like you're just high all the time. You're just like, what's that?
Yeah, because you actually have time to look at it, man. Yeah.
Like, wow. That must be nice.
We had a weird neighbor. You know how, like, in the movies, like, you watch these movies and the kids always have some, like, villain that they make up? Because they don't have context and they're kids, and it's always like that. It's like always like funny and goofy, and then the guy ends up to be just like a normal guy.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, you like make weird narratives to keep yourself interested when you're a kid.
Dude.
You know?
Well, and like the smallest thing, like I was so scared of tall people when I was a kid.
That's so weird. What?
Well, I had two tall uncles.
Oh.
And one of them had like a really big nose and a big boomy laugh. And it just freaked me the fuck out. And then I had another one that he just was really tall and he just kind of had like a stern look about him.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like that.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's funny to think back now, like in the mind of a child, like it just was like something ain't right with these people.
Yeah.
They're giants.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Too tall.
Yes.
And like my dad wasn't that tall.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's funny when you look back at it as an adult and you're like, that wasn't even that big a deal. Why was I so pressed? You know?
Well, and my one uncle thought it was funny, and then my other one was like, he was trying to win me to his side. You know what I mean? But yeah.
We had a neighbor that we were like that about, though. But this was kind of weird, though, because the lines and the markers for like his property, he was like so weird about them not being crossed.
Yeah.
And he was just like this dude who was like single for the whole like 16 years that we lived there. And he never had anybody over.
I wonder why.
Ever. Right. Sketchy, right?
Are you a habitual rule breaker?
Dude, right? Yeah. And then he had cameras off. And he had money, but we didn't know what he did for work. Like, he wouldn't talk about it. But he had like money, and he was home all the time. And all he did was like hunt deer. And anyway, any time that we accidentally crossed the line for his things, he wouldn't say anything to my dad. He would just come, he would take the pictures, go print them, and then just put them in our mailbox.
Yo. Dude, I'm not gonna lie.
And my dad would be livid about it literally every time, bro. Like, we would get in so many. He's like, y'all aren't allowed to go out of the yard anymore. We're like, no, bro. Let us go. Let us explore. But
he sounds like Sean's papa.
Isn't that weird?
Dude, I can't remember the exact story, but
we were so pressed about Mr. like creepy Mr.
He
Mr.
had George, there was like some goats know? Or something that kept getting loose on his property, and he was the same. He'd be creeping out in some tree hunting deer on his property all year round.
Yeah. And
plus
I'm like,
heart,
you
God.
Really just stay out here and
yes.
do nothing.
And yes, and they just hang out and like maybe drink or something, and they just shoot deer.
But like all day, every day.
Yeah.
Was his house just like Buckheads on the wall, like mounted?
Dude, I have no idea. I've never asked Sean, and we never went over there, and he's passed away now. But it's crazy because
I feel like he
He had a new neighbor move in, and they had like some goats or something, and it's like out there where everybody's got a lot of property, and the goats kept getting out, or the sheep or something, whatever the fuck it was.
Goats so
and
bad.
He came over there and he talked to him, I think one time, and was like, hey, I need you to get these goats off my property. I'm trying to hunt deer. And then the next time he came back, I think he brought like a noose with him. Yeah. Don't quote me on that, but it was something creepy like that. And
it's
he was
like
just
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Like
the
he's like
scene, except it's just goats hanging from the trees.
Bruh. He like carried it over and kind of was just like, now look, we done talked about this.
I'm gonna get these goats if you don't.
If you don't handle these goats, I'm trying to hunt these deer.
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm gonna handle these goats.
What if they're just like men with like money and they decided they don't want like the problems or responsibilities that come with like women or family? Just because it's not their flavor. And then they just get super like.
Just like fixated on like hunting.
Yeah. Because I wonder if like the reason he didn't want us, I wonder if it was like down to like a science of like he didn't want the deer to smell us or like weird or like ruin their trails.
Yes.
Like all this super specific.
It's like all of that.
Deep, like hunting
stuff. Yeah, I think it was a thing where it's like your goats are scaring my deer away and I'm trying to fucking kill them. So like, and he just like live off the deer.
I honestly respect that. That's not a bad thing.
I mean, I think it's funny because he's just.
It is funny.
Old as shit, but like, dude, he's like threatening the neighbor essentially.
Well, it's just so abnormal too, because it's just like, this is all you want to do, and they're like,
I'm just trying to chill and kill some fucking deer. Stop.
My mom would always make him some dessert or some shit and go leave it in one of those like when he would
like deer stand
and stuff. No. Oh. Like, if he'd be, like pissed off or some shit because we were over there, she'd, like, make some dessert and send my dad over there to go, like, put it, like, on his doorstep or some shit.
Golly.
He wasn't, this is what was weird about it, too. He wasn't the type of neighbor that you could walk to.
Yeah.
You could, but it'd be a long-ass walk. Like, we had acres between us. So if we were going to go, like, do that, like, for him to put those pictures in our mailbox, he was having to get in his truck and drive down the highway.
Yeah.
To our house.
Yeah.
Like, that's how far between us. Like, how much distance.
That's pretty wild.
And then he would just.
Slide him right in there.
And my dad, it was so funny, though, because we'd come in, he'd be like, Jane and Catherine. You know, he'd be like, Samuel, Kaylee. And we all come in there, and then he'd just sit there, and he'd just be like. And he'd drop the tables off the table. We were like.
The pictures. Oh my God.
That shit's so funny when you're a kid, though. It's so funny when you know your office and it get fucked up together.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I know, like, we all just start looking at each other like, damn, we are finna get tore up.
We might have talked about this before. Do you ever get, like, whooped, like, from the, like, they trying to whoop you when they're driving?
Yeah, we did.
And do you ever push any of your siblings into the fucking fire? No. You never did that?
We had a minivan, though, so. The two seats that were, like, directly behind the driver's seat were separate. And then there was three seats in the back.
I think ours was three and then three.
Yeah, ours was two and then three.
So I would try to sit directly behind my mom.
Yeah.
Because I knew. It never would be me that would start it anyway. But I'd be getting it, you know? So, hell yeah. I'd be like, no, you
fucking. My brother was always pestering me. They like to villainize me. I was just trying to get left alone a lot of the time.
Well. Yeah, you don't really get left alone when you're a kid. If you got siblings, they're always like fucking with your shit.
Always. My little brother one time, he's so dramatic too. One time, he says that I held a knife up to his throat one time.
Jesus.
I don't even know where he got that from. He's a compulsive liar, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, I did throw a basketball at his head one time in a trash can. Yeah. I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
But he pissed me off real good.
Well, it happens, you know?
So, sometimes I'll literally be like, please, just don't say one more word. Please. I'm like, please, for real. I'm like crying. I'm so mad. And then he'd be like, no. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to hit you now. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm just God. Like, he would not back down. And then as soon as I like lost it on him for not backing down, then all of a sudden he's the victim. She just hit me for no reason. I'm like, all you had to do is shut the fuck up.
Damn.
That was it.
I feel like my siblings got on my nerves like a little bit, but I'll be honest, my best friend growing up, her siblings, she had two brothers. Well, I think one of them was just like hella ADD, maybe both of them. But then the second one was just fucking. Oh, he was so annoying as a kid. She literally, I probably already told you this, but he literally like came in one day and we were like trying to do something because we were always trying to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was just like, didn't I tell you to leave earlier? And he was like, yeah. And she's like, so why are you here? And he's like, well, I just, you know, and she was like, but I told you. And he was like, yeah. And she was like, that's it. And she grabbed his underwear and she wedgied him. And it was a pair that had already started to rip. And she She ripped the elastic in the back, ripped from the fucking thing, and she pulled it over the front of his face. And she was like,
get out of here.
And I told you something like this would happen. Now leave. And of course he was like, you know, and she was just like, goodbye. Like, lock the door. Bruh. She would get in trouble too. There were a couple of times that I came and her parents had just like taken her door off.
Oh no.
Why would you ever do that, for one? Like, you want to be exposed to that all the time as a parent?
They were pressed. God. I'm telling you. I feel like my parents were so stressed out all the time about something. Like,
she was wild though. My best friend growing up, I really attached myself to an interesting character. But I was never bored, and now that I've learned about myself as an adult, I can't be bored. Like, yeah, because, yeah, like, I have to.
You gotta have ambitious.
I gotta have stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so she was just wild as shit. I think that's what it is, looking back. I was just like, well, she's amuses me. She's always
interesting to watch.
She's always doing some weird shit. Like, always.
Doesn't it make you wonder, like, what their inner dialogue sounds like? Like, it's like, what are you, or maybe the lack thereof. You know, it's like, what are you thinking? Or are you just not? Are you just impulsively doing shit?
I think it ended up later. I mean, I think she ended up being like a little schizophrenic or something. Yeah. So, oh, I mean, well, there's no idea what minds were saying to her. I don't know how that works. But you know, my point is, she was very entertaining. So we had all kinds of adventures.
Doesn't Adidas have, isn't it ADDIDAS? Or is it just ADIDAS? How do you spell Adidas?
ADIDAS.
Okay.
Why? You got Adidas over there?
No, it's ADI. I just thought there was two for some reason. I was like, are these fake? A B-bus. I'm just dyslexic and they're B.
Did you see the Aldi's like slip-ons? They say Adidas.
Yeah.
That's funny as shit. I like it when people in a company have a sense of humor like that.
Yeah.
Lordy. Anyway, should we wrap?
Yeah.
All right. Should. It's time to wrap this up. So,
I knocked my hat off.
Woo, woo. All right. You can find us at Epic Nuggets Podcast on pretty much everything. Make sure that you like and subscribe. If you don't watch us, check us out on YouTube to see what we look like and our weird facial expressions and outfits and stuff like that. And
that's it. You can find Tori on
Two Honest Tori, T-O-O. That's me.
On Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah. I'm on everything.
Everything. Mm. And then you can find me at Jaden Scrappy. That's with a Y, J-A-Y-D-E-N, Scrappy. S-C-R-A-P-P-Y. For those of y'all who failed your first grade spelling bee. So,
yeah.
And that's it. We'll see y'all on the next one.
See you on the next one.